to panel games, I'm sorry I haven't a clue. Recording the programme took him all over the country during his 36 years as chairman, a role in which he took a quiet pride, although he was often at pains to conceal it.
Listen, I'll tell you something. If on May the 23rd, 1921, I'd ever thought that I would live to sit here reading all this codswallop, I'd have turned around and gone right back in.
Tony Hawks.
He never came across as a very upper-class, posh guy to me, and I guess that was because of his background in jazz, that he'd gone from this world where perhaps family might be expecting you to be a lawyer or a judge or a doctor, and he'd gone into this world where he'd in dingy clubs playing jazz, surrounded by people that would have brought him back down to earth if he'd got to up himself, I suppose. So he was a mixture. Yes, he had a well-spoken voice, but I didn't know that he was from that background, and there were no clues in the way he behaved.
He seemed to have inherited all the good things about the so-called upper classes and none of the bad things. I wasn't stuck in a rut, but he did care about other people and look after other people.